Yes, good morning. A very good Sunday morning to all of you. This is Dr. Ed Elcott, and this is Elcott, the next step. One moment, Jerry.
As you know, I'm allowed to.
Go ahead.
Dr. Elcott, you said this is Elcott, the next step.
Thank you, Jerry, for correcting me. I know that you are the one, the only one in this studio, because you are not a devotee of Elcott the Next Step who may critique and criticize me without any repercussions coming from the overlords. And that is a blessed thing for you, isn't it?
I don't do it because I'm trying to embarrass you, Dr. Elcott. I do it because I'm trying to make you sound gooder. Excuse my grammar.
Make me sound gooder.
Hmm.
I wish we could start the program all over again, but because we are live, I can't. And I don't care. It's all right, Jerry. I appreciate you correcting me. I did not say Elcott. Were I to say Elcott, that would be a gross-level manufacturee. And what that means is the overlords would be duty-bound, even if they didn't feel like it. Even if they felt on this a beautiful Sunday morning that they wanted to give me a pass, as you might say in the world of Earth people, they wouldn't be able to. They would have to, what we call at Elcott the Next Step, fall into it, roll around in it, and then hose off.
And that essentially,
I'll tell them what it means. It means that they would have to, therefore, and in conclusion, level me. So far, so good, as far as I can, and I don't certainly want them to level me. I'm not asking them to level me.
I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, and this is Elcott, the next step.
Dr. Elcott, you're laughing.
It becomes a third after a while. The various levelings that I take can cause me to what we call baboon or baboon out. That has nothing to do with the monkey or the primate. It means just babooing out means the lips go outward. If you could see me right now, I'd look like a blowfish.
That is true.
Thanks a lot, Jerry.
Dr. Elcott, don't resent me.
I don't resent you at all. I don't. I have to get over the initial effects of the leveling. It's wearing off now. Okay. Yes, as Jerry said, if I'm leveled in a way that the overlords fully regret and would go home this evening to their wives and their children and mention it to them over dinner as they suck down another slice of roast beef. I guess that sounds...
Dr. Elcott, you're not helping yourself.
Don't tell me what I'm... I'm sorry if that sounded very angry. I didn't mean to sound angry, Elcott.
It's okay.
You all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Never felt better in life. Sorry, this is Dr. Ed Elcott. Allow me just a moment to recover. Jerry Boutonniere is my engineer, and Jerry knows me probably as well as any Earth person. And when we say Earth person at Elcott Next Step, what we're talking about is... I'm getting it back now.
Yes, you're getting it back. Don't resent me, Dr. Elcott.
Jerry, do me a favor and back up, back way over into the corner there, all right? If I screw up, I... Anyway, and welcome, good morning to Elcott the Next Step. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. I love that last flute sound. That is Overlord Wiesman Bugertino. And Overlord Wiesman Bugertino, who, by the way, acquired and accrued before the overlords were allowed to use their base gang member names, he came into Elcott the Next Step, quite a proficient flute player, and asked to be able to provide the very final note there on our Elcott the Next Step theme for this beautiful Sunday morning at Elcott, the Next Step. Now today...
You popped a pee.
So what? I popped a pee. What does that mean?
Well, nothing, but you pointed it out.
Jesus Eighth Christ, Eighth. Sorry.
Yes. Dr. Elcott, when you got leveled... Overlords, thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you were leveled there, I heard the Hollies... I guess the overlords were listening to music while they were having breakfast.
Why do you look angry? I don't like the way the word brevkus is used in this. This is Elcott, the next step. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. I've been leveled three to two times this morning because of I'm very sorry, overlords. I will try to do better as we continue through this morning. All right. What I wanted to do, and first of all, I'd like to thank Rory McLeod, who seems to get an awful lot of, he gets a lot of plugs, he gets a lot of mentions on the Phil Hendry platform. And why is that? Because Rory, I almost called Rory Laurie. Thank God that's not a, is that a leveling offense?
Technically it is, because you're trying to make, you're trying to baboon Rory, and he does, his name is...
Yeah!
His name is Rory, not Roy.
No, I know, but you tried to baboon him.
I'm not trying to baboon, oh man. Overlords, I don't, overlords, please, just hear me out. All right, Rory McLeod does a great job curating on the Phil Hendry Show website, and because of that, we have a document that has, I believe, been posted at something called, what, the BSPs and More page? I wouldn't know what that is, and I say with the greatest of love and respect, nor do I want to know. I would rather keep the infection of ego, which is entirely what the Phil Hendry platform is about. And that's why we're grateful to have our Sunday mornings on the Phil Hendry platform, because we bring what we call a diminishment of ego squeal. Phil Hendry lives in the world of ego squeal. He gets up in the morning squealing ego. He goes to bed at night in ego squeal. And during the day, he is ego squeal ego. That is, he begins and ends with ego squealing all the way. In Elcott, the next step, we try to mitigate, to tamp down the squeal of the ego, and we do that in a variety of ways. As you know, the number one way is what we call the way of the tool shed, a dirt floor, oily machinery and tools all about, making love to a beautiful woman on dirt. Nothing says ego diminishment quite like that. But I bring up Rory because he curated many of the terms from Elcott the Next Step. He has curated a great many of the historical references of Elcott the Next Step. And that is available for your perusal on this so-called BSP page. It's a Phil Hendry fan page. Now, I do not recommend it. And here is why. Throughout, there is a babooning and there is a monkeying up of the Elcott philosophy. By that I mean, for those of you who are Earth people, it means that we are mocked mercilessly by members of this so-called BSP group. While the monkey time goes, and it's called monkey time, walking through the park, it wasn't quite dark, I saw a man sitting on a fence. I asked him why, and he replied, monkey time.
Yeah.
In any event, the idea of the Phil Hendry Show supporting or platforming the Elcott precepts gave me pause. I got what we call in Elcott the next step. It was a difficult time sitting down. I thought I was sitting on my hand. And of course I wasn't. I wasn't even sitting. When we have that feeling in Elcott the Next Step, when we feel as if we're sitting on our own hand, and in the case of extreme, what we call the extreme babooning, it feels as if we're sitting on our thumb. I know I almost said sitting on our thumb. That I'm not going to get up. You're trying to tell me I'm going to get leveled for that?
It did sound as if you were trying to baboon it.
I wasn't trying to baboon Jack.
I won't try and baboon Jack Fid.
All right.
Sorry, Dr. Elcott.
At some point, overlords, and I know that I have every right to petition in this manner, at some point, I would like to petition for another engineer, one who is Elcottian or of the Elcotta, or one who Elcots, one, in other words, who's thick and big and is single, or the big, thick one. Overlords, I'm sure you understand.
Oh.
That's a yes. I would like to, at this time, and that is the right word, it's not at this time, at this time, because in Elcott we don't recognize time as you recognize it, we recognize it only as time. I would like to announce at this time, or time, that the Overlord Merchandise Commission has given its full-blown thumb, or what you may call the green light, to the sale of All Hail Elcott t-shirts, at the Phil Henry Show website. These designed by one Jeff Baker, who is a very respectful ally of the Elkata and the Big Thick One. Thank you very much, Jeff, for that. And again, they are available, the All Hail Elkot t-shirt, as given the full-blown thumb by the Overlord Merchandise Commission. I would also like to address at this time the individual who decided that it would be a shot to the moon, what we call an Elkot the next step, a moonshot or a shot to the moon, as it that means funny, to take a picture of me and imprint upon it the baboonery, or to imprint upon it monkey time times four, that is vine swing. Vine swing is when we are mocked mercilessly for no reason. Monkey time times four means, well, there might be a reason, but we won't discuss it right now. And of course, baboonery, as we all have all known, was imported into Elkot the Next Step by Doctors Raccoon and Baboon, both who are eminent in the field of Yogo. I got that wrong, and Overlords, Jesus H. Christ, I can't believe that you monkeys would do that. Well, I'm sorry, Overlords, but I misspoke, not like I try to do it on purpose. Thank you, Overlords. So when the baboonery, as it is articulated by Doctors Raccoon and Baboon from the Yago Institute, when the baboonery becomes Elevate 5, that's when something must be said. The imprinting upon a beloved portrait of me, a portrait that is used at the Redeemeries in Big Sur, Hawaii, and Wampaw, New York, a portrait of me that is regarded as sacrosanct by many devotees, initiates, and novitiates of Elkot the Next Step, when imprinted on that is a so-called gif showing my mouth blowing out with buck teeth and my eyes bugging out as if I've got walleye, then, as they say in the real, in your world, in the earth people world, all bets are off. In the world of Elkata or the Big Thick One, I've got it unzipped. And so I've got it unzipped. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you baboon and otherwise monkey time me with a gif, I believe it's called, showing my lips protruding with buck teeth and my eyeballs going walleye, then it gets unzipped. It's unzipped, and we have to clear five square blocks. That means, basically, all bets are off, and it's on, in the Earth People terminology. In Elkot the Next Step, we say it's unzipped, clear out five square blocks. Moving on, so we're going to address that. We want to know who did it. You are not going to be harmed in any way other than the fact that you will be denied access to Elkot the Next Step, the Elkata, the Big Thick One, the baboonery that is being set up now by Doctors Raccoon and Baboon from the Yago Institute. The baboonery is a place where all what we call chipmunk smirk is squeezed out. Or what you would say, all your smart-ass attitude is straightened up. The chipmunk smirk is squeezed out so that one can apply oneself to Elkot with all due devotion. So we're going to try to figure out who defaced the photograph. Because remember, as we say in Elkot the Next Step, sometimes we eat the mushrooms of confusion because we're simply wandering in the mind jungle. That means sometimes we get angry because we are simply not very bright. And I believe the person that babooned and monkey time times four, my beloved portrait, is indeed wandering in the mind jungle. A reminder, in Elkot the Next Step, there is no such thing as an official New Year. What you call New Year may be different from my New Year. So we'll simply say, and it's very important in Elkot how things are said, Kaba, C-A-A-B-A, Kaba. It has to be full-throated, joyful, and said once on any given day that you feel refreshed. Hevner Elkot took to his bed once with the croup. His son Beavner, that's right, the son, the direct descendant of Hevner, was Beavner Elkot, who assumed leadership duties. Beavner was a layabout and a drunk who officially rechristened Renewal as Clean as a Baby's Ass. So Clean as a Baby's Ass became the replacement for Renewal, what we called New Year's. Once Huebner had recovered, he was much more pragmatic, and he decided to return to Renewal. However, Clean as a Baby's Ass stuck with the younger members of Elcott the Next Step. So Huebner visited his son Huebner at the State Psycho Unit, is what that was called in those days, where he was detoxing, and he asked for a solution. But Huebner's drooling reference to the founder as Heave drove Huebner into a rage. As the Huebner Elcott delivered the Elcottian dope addict's mind wipe, a beating using his cane and a heavy glass ashtray, Huebner fell backwards onto a map of Cabo San Lucas, a planned destination once he left SPU, that is, the State Psycho Unit. Huebner, legally blind, misread the map as Caba, C-A-A-B-A. Therefore, he decided that Caba meant Cabo San Lucas, a destination for his mentally afflicted son, and not Clean as a Baby's Ass. And so, while we do refer to New Year's as the renewal, most of us, in a joyful tone, will say Caba, Clean as a Baby's Ass. Elcott the Next Step. We'll be right back. Elcott the Next Step on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by the Phil Hendry Show website, site of some 55,000-plus hours of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show radio show and digicast. And let us remind you, not only is Phil Hendry Show represented, but the great Elcott the Next Step lecture series is there. Every Sunday, Elcott the Next Step holds forth from Dr. Ed Elcott at the Baboonery and at the Renewal Arch as well. Dr. Ed Elcott, Phil Hendry, a reason to get a backstage pass at the world-famous PhilHendryShow.com. Yes, welcome back to Elcott the Next Step for this beautiful Sunday morning. When I say it's a beautiful Sunday morning, it may be, as it is this morning, raining, very hard, with high winds, and perhaps you're even being flooded out of your home or out of your truck. You may be floating down a river with no real support. It's still a beautiful morning. Elcott the Next Step with Dr. Ed Elcott continues. Ah, there is the flute as it was initiated by Overlord Bugner Wiesbaden. I might have gotten his name wrong earlier, but Overlord Bugner Wiesbaden, is that right? I don't know. You gotta be kidding. Just because I got the name wrong? Just because I got the monkey's name. Fuck it. Jesus H. So anyway, welcome back, Elcott and F-Step. I'm Dr. Elcott. And I was just leveled. That'll be the sixth time this morning I was leveled. Please drape yourself over a no-no. Translated, that means do not purchase or patronize unauthorized Elcott lectures or recordings. When you see that warning, please drape yourself over a no-no. That means do not patronize or purchase unauthorized Elcott lectures or recordings. Those are called no-nos. And draping yourself over top of a no-no means you will not purchase it, you will not patronize, you will not give them any of your hard-earned money. A special Elcott the Next Step shout-out to Jamie, who in Fargo, I believe, what was the name of the town there?
I think it was Bisquick or something.
Bisquick, South Dakota, was able to get the Dr. Ed Elcott leveling event up on the crawl for their storm impact bulletins there in South Dakota. We thank you very much, Jamie, for that. And also we thank the Dakota News for placing that there as well. Before I bludgeoned Ego Squeal, I was a sex elf, meaning I was insecure in my manhood. Along with a you people named Wink Hinkton, and when they say you people, we're talking about Earth people, or you, all of you out there who don't have anywhere near the understanding, you're basically lost. You're wandering around in the mind jungle. You're in the mind funk. You're in the state of you people. Along with a you people named Wink Hinkton, I developed the man amplifier to try and feed the void poodle. What that means is I tried to bring manhood forth from a scared, insignificant personality. There's a photograph of Wink Hinkton modeling the Man Amplifier on our Twitter feed. Go to our entry for December 14th, 2022. To put it as we might chatting at a Redeemery cocktail reception in Big Sur or Hawaii, you people, dipped in ego squeal, are running the usual stakes race, perched in the henhouse, never knowing the mind blast of flotation, just brain blown or worse, walking in the mind jungle. That basically means that you are out there, you people, all of you earth people, are out there running around, doing things on behalf of yourselves, lying to yourselves and to other people, not knowing anything having to do with self-realization or intelligence. You are simply dumb, or, in worst-case scenarios, walking in the mind jungle, or real dumb. In Elcott, The Next Step, we recognize when there is a stakes race going on. In the world of you people, that is, people consumed by ego squeal or a life encumbered by ego, a stakes race is generally a horse race for prize money. In Elcott, The Next Step, stakes race means lies are being told, or if you will, horse shit, quote-unquote, is being flung about the room by mental and moral deficiency. And I hope that that is clearing that up, because we certainly have had, from time to time, questions along those lines. You're listening to Elcott, The Next Step. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, and it is my great pleasure to be a part of your Sunday morning here from the world-famous Phil Hendry Show platform at the El Pacifico in Southern California. It has been my very great pleasure to spend some time in Southern California recently, and yes, the weather has been inclement. But in Elcott, The Next Step, we don't recognize bad weather. Umbrellas are forbidden. That's what we call hiding under your mother's anus. Yes, that's right. It is very much looked down upon. Umbrellas are seen as weakness. Umbrellas, rain slickers, and the like are seen as obscene weaknesses. You're hiding directly under your own mother's anus when you do that. Does it sound angry? It's not angry, but we are trying to make a very forceful point. Do we walk out into the rain in Elcott, The Next Step? Of course we do. We're not going to stop our lives because of water falling from the sky. Elcott, The Next Step. We just have a couple of more things to impart to you here this morning on this beautiful Sunday morning. And again, who cares? If it's raining, if it's snowing, it could be a hurricane. Maybe your home was just carried off by a tornado. You are imbued. You have been able to defeat the ego squeal, and you live high on top of Ego Squeal Defeat Mountain. You are over and under. You have perched. You are reaching. The squeal cannot touch you. Elcott, The Next Step, or ETNS, as it's colloquially known, is a spiritual path. Unlike Scientology, we don't, pardon the language, put it to you with a broom handle financially, and unlike every other religion, we admit that sometimes we are truth commodes, that is, in your lingo, full of shit. Gloria Grover, as you know, is a significant other of mine, an overlord. Gloria sometimes goes by the name of Sugar Baby. When she was a priesterly south, prior to her elevation to Overlord, and on the very day that Overlord Shuggy, Mrs. Grover, her particular name, let it slip that she and me, proper ego diminishment, had been, as we say, grunting in the shed dirt, much of what is on the presentment on the Phil Hendry Show, much of that is henhouse. That is, it is a lie. However, yes, she did present us as grunting in shed dirt. Her true name is Overlord Shuggy, and I am what we call in Elcott, The Next Step, boy. Boy is any man associated to a female overlord. You will never be anything more than just boy. I hope this has clarified and enhanced your Sunday morning. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. I'll see you next Sunday. Thank you very, very much for your attention and for your continued assignation.